Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get back into some Falcons free agency conversation ahead of the weekend. Obviously, that $10 million roster bonus comes due at midnight on Sunday, so
we're probably gonna. You get mad.
Keeps on getting paid, man. Keeps on winning the financial battle in the NFL. There's no question. So we'll get to that coming up in just a couple of minutes. The AMA at 140 to wrap things up, as always. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open, 404-726-0929. All of that in the final hour of the show.
Oh, he getting that.
It seems that.
Yeah,
way.
He getting that.
Seems
and probably. And I think I know me and you, the reason me and you both said this whole thing was because teams don't usually do that.
Right. You don't normally get a roster bonus to be a backup.
Yeah, you don't. And so, but right, it's a new day. We always talk about don't say something like it never happens in this day and era in sports.
In this city.
In this city. It happens.
Don't say.
It happens.
If something bad has never happened in the NFL, just wait.
Yep.
We'll do it.
Right, because it happens here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
No, a backup quarterback never will make that much. Well, hang on. Pump the brakes. He will.
Yeah, 18 got it.
18 is going to be the highest paid backup quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Yes.
And get a roster bonus while being a backup.
Yes.
And then probably, here's what's probably going to happen. Just if you follow I don't know if this is really what's, but like this would be a very Kirk Cousins thing, 18 thing for to happen, is they retain him. He gets the 10 mil. That's against next year's cap. They cut him at the end of this season. Somebody signs him this offseason for more than 10 mil.
Yeah.
And so he actually gets more than that. Now, that would then offset that against the Falcons salary cap next year, so they wouldn't have to they wouldn't have to worry about that money, so that would be good. But yeah, man, nobody in the NFL, in the history of the NFL, has made more with less than Kirk Cousins has.
He's
won one playoff game.
Yeah,
man. This last $230 million have been fully guaranteed.
Yes, he has.
It's pretty incredible, man.
Real quick before we go, shout out to my main man, Rusty Manziel. Rusty hooked my son, Samson, up. Samson, with some football stuff, got them mouthpieces that these little youngins like nowadays.
The vampire teeth on them?
No, he got them the ones with the little breathable teeth. I don't know. Because I don't know. Whatever.
It's not like the pacifier one.
No, hell no.
Rusty, I wouldn't think so.
I tossed Rusty thick ass up. He bought my son a damn pacifier mouthpiece. But he brought up I told him to toss Rusty big thick ass up, man. But the mouthpieces, and then he got Samson like these jerseys from his camps. Man, he was so hyped, right?
Yeah.
And so I saw it, but I had to run real quick. And so his mama, after they had to drag Nico ass across the bridge, got home before I did, after I gave him the stuff, and he walked around. And so my wife was like, baby, it's kind of tight. And I was like, well, that's how it fits. So it was a shirt that you wear under your jersey. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, did you wear stuff like that? I was like, yeah, baby. Yeah. It's like, she's like, because the funniest thing when Donald would come to my game is like, why are you always running back and forth? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, I see you start on one side. You get up, and then you use your hand to wave the guy up on the line, and then you run and go back and forth.
Like preset.
I was like, yeah, babe, I'm going in motion. This is me talking to my wife.
What a great question,
though. This is me talking to Donna. Donna, she asked me these questions after the game. I was like, she's like, well, babe, why were you doing the zigzag thing? It's like, it's called a motion.
Yeah.
Well, where are you motioning to? Felt like you're talking to, when I think of that, you think of Lily.
Yeah.
So where are you motioning to? I say, I'm motioning to the strength of the formation.
Wait, that was way too complicated of an answer.
But that's why I said it. She's like, well, did you wear these tight shirts up on your pants? Like, yeah, baby. She's like, well, when I came to practice, you had a long shirt up under there. I said, yeah, but I can't wear that because I would get fined for the shirt I'm wearing to practice. But long story short, dog, you should see my boy strutting around with his cutoff shirt. It's real. is real tight.
Yeah. Like, well, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but he's so ready.
He's a big kid.
Yeah,
man.
He's so damn big now. It's like, damn.
Because here's something that I did not know and still don't fully, but have kind of gotten to appreciate a little bit more being around Rusty. Like, I didn't know kind of the name that he was until I met him, right? Mm-hmm. And again, still not really being in that world at all of recruiting and all that. Like, but I remember when you had mentioned to your son, who at the time was a high school football player, and you had mentioned something about Rusty. He's like, you know Rusty Manziel?
Yes.
Like, does Samson know that too? Like, is he? He's not quite there yet.
Because
he's only in sixth grade.
He's not quite there because yesterday,
Rusty's a big ass deal when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Rusty left the stuff here because he called me. We talked last week about he was going to bring something for Sammy, and then so I get home and Sammy, I was like, he's like, who? No, I told Sammy when Rusty told. I said, Uncle Rusty said he got something for you.
Even better.
And so he was so hyped. He was like, okay, what? He's still not knowing who Rusty was. And so he got home yesterday and he saw the gift bag that Rusty sent him. And he was like, tell Uncle Rusty, hey, tell him I said thank you. And he was so hyped because he hasn't been to one of Rusty's camps.
Sure.
But Rusty gave him like the jerseys and everything that the campers wear. Dude, he was so damn hyped. Like, I swear to you, Andy, he put the jersey on, the jersey, his ball shorts, all right, cleats, mouthpiece.
What time of night was this? It's late, right?
I'm not going to say that. Okay. I'm not going to say that. Mouthpiece, ball, ready to go.
God,
now, Rusty got in the cool-ass back flap that I always wanted. Now, we ain't got no shoulder pads yet to put the back flap on, so he didn't do all that, but had the jersey, mouthpiece, ready to go outside. Dad, let's go.
It's got to be nothing better than seeing the little guy, not little, but you know what I mean. Like, seeing your son that fired up about it. God,
so
that's cool.
Hyped, man.
That's so exciting.
He was so hyped.
That's cool.
Man.
That's
but
cool
yes,
that Rusty
real quick,
did
shout
that.
Out to my man, yeah, Rusty Manziel, awesome. Man. I appreciate you so much, brother.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. You by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. I think neither. Honestly, neither. Neither one of those things is the big story of the day. Big story of the day is that the Falcons free agency continues, NFL free agency continues. And look, at this point, it's kind of retaining some of the guys that have been here. I'll give them this. Two of the coolest name signings
Storm
of free agency.
Storm Norton, baby.
Storm Norton, who was here, stays here in the depth department for the offensive line. Divine Diablo, fun name. So they got some cool names. I thought about this, though. Like, we were talking to Joe, and Joe was saying kind of the same thing that we've said and a lot of other people have said about how you're going to fix the issues defensively that this team has had. It's all about the development of guys that are already here. We're talking about Terry Fontenot now about to do his fifth draft, right?
Yep.
Obviously, it'll be his fifth season as the general manager of the Falcons. Haven't had a winning year yet. They haven't been to the playoffs yet. I think we're all under the assumption, we don't know this to be true, but we're talking about it as if it is. If they don't make the playoffs this year, Terry Fontenot's not going to be the GM anymore, probably, right?
Agree.
Seems reasonable.
Agree.
Doesn't it feel a little bit fitting that this year of judgment is going to come down more to the decisions that you've made already, like the past decisions, the draft picks, the development, all of this kind of stuff, is going to be how you're judged and how you retain your job more than if there was a little bit of cap room and he could do a quick fix here or whatever. Like, either way, I don't really care. Like, I just want the team to win. But doesn't it feel more fitting that Terry Fontenot in this fifth year is going to be judged for a compilation of past decisions?
Oh, no doubt.
More than anything that they're going to be able to get done this offseason, because they're just not going to be able to, unless there's a, you know, and Joe suggested like a cutting of David Onyemata to clear some space to get Trey Hendrickson. Like, if that happens, awesome, great, whatever. I'll take a quick fix too. But it is, 5 years a long time.
Hey, man.
Like, it feels to me that this is the most fitting way for him to be judged is on all of this stuff that he's done.
Bunk, first of all, like, Terry knows Trey Hendricks. Trey knows him.
Oh, right. Yeah. All right, from
now,
New Orleans.
Now,
that's
back
true.
Back to what you said. We mentioned this, let's say Friday. So I think we talked about it Wednesday. This team right here, talking about the Falcons, they are so reliant this year on the guys that they drafted. All those defensive linemen. I mean, you bring in Leonard Floyd, obviously, guys like that.
Right.
But for the most part, the core of this defense, as far as up front, it's Terry's guys.
You could go even further than that.
Yes.
Because now that Grady's gone,
yeah,
Like, everyone that's on the defense outside of A.J. Terrell is either a draft pick or a free agency pickup.
Yes.
Right? So it's completely your baby.
This is completely Terry Fontenot's his baby. Right. Like
even more so than Raheem, because some of these guys are pre-Raheem.
And so the Taquans and who
Zach Harrison.
Zach Harrison, thank you.
Ruka Roro. Arnold Ebiketie. Brandon Dorlas.
These are Terry Fontenot's guys.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. Now, Ra's got but yet these weren't Ra guys, but when you become a GM and you bring another head coach, it's our guys still. Because our guys are going to determine the factor of both of us have a job, because if it don't go right, it's not going to be just Terry Fontenot looking for a job.
I don't think so. I think you're right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, but that's the thing about what Terry has done is that these guys, because he's drafted the right positions for the most part. Yeah. But the positions.
Maybe not in the round we wanted them to, but.
Thank you. But the thing about it is that the guys that he needs to be the biggest factor, mainly those defensive linemen.
Yeah.
That's all him.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that, because if it's going to work and Terry Fontenot is going to prove that he is the GM of not only the present but on into the future for the Falcons, you want it to be because of all of the decisions. Like, you don't want it to be, we got this money and we were able to throw it at Jesse Bates and that kind of fixed things, Band-Aid, whatever,
right,
and we got from year to year. Like, if this dude's going to be the general manager going forward, like, draft picks from 3 years ago have to be this guy. Draft picks from last year have to be, because that would make you feel better than just a quick fix going forward. That'll make you feel like, all right, it took a minute. Maybe injuries, there was guys in front of him, whatever. It took a minute, but I see the vision. I see what he was building towards,
but it finally paid off. The thing about it is, I see the vision.
Well, I see the vision, but I don't know if these guys are good.
And that's the biggest thing. I see the vision. The I see what you were trying to do when you drafted this guy here, this position, this guy, this position. It just
I don't see the vision. I see the product. That's what I'm looking for. The vision, sure. Yeah. You know, everybody's got good ideas. Actually, I have to work. It's got to actually work. I don't know. It came to me that idea of, like, you know what? I like that in this, like, judgment year, it's going to be a judgment on years of work as opposed to just one off season. There's no money to play with.
But the thing about
you
got to
hope your past decisions were good.
This is years, right?
Years.
This is this work that's supposed to keep your job, right?
Yeah.
And this is your year's work.
Years of work. This is your baby. This is your, what do you want to call it? Hopefully it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
My daughter referred to herself as a masterpiece last night.
Because she is.
She is. I was like, you know what? Is. You're right. I can't argue with you. Yes, you can have another popsicle. All right, we'll come back. What do you want to do? We've done a lot of. You want to do some NBA?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do a little NBA.
Big weekend.
Clint Capella's not playing tonight for the Hawks, by the way. So,
was that the NBA story you want to do?
No.
Oh, okay.
But if that's what you were going to the game for tonight, sorry to break your heart. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bye, Ika.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. A couple segments left for us. We'll get to a couple of different NBA conversations in just a few minutes from now. Hawks, Clippers tonight. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bogey's back, baby.
Bogey, the return of Bogey. Now, I was talking to Mike. They've kind of slowed their roll a little bit on tribute videos.
Really?
Yeah, they don't kind of lean into them the way that they used to.
Who killed him?
I think Dwight. Yeah, I think there was some question marks about maybe why Dwight Howard was getting a tribute video when he played one pretty mediocre season here. But he got one. DeAndre Bembry got one at one point.
Oh, my God, yes.
Kent Bazemore was paid tribute to in video form at one point. But they kind of gone away from it a little bit.
Yep.
But I don't know. Here's the thing, like, kind of making fun of it and all that. Like, I don't know. Bogey had a good run here. He was a good player.
He did.
He was on the team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I've never seen
Bogey's a nice player.
I love Bogey. And I remember when they got him, I was like, I knew nothing about him. But I'm telling you, as long as I watched Bogey play, like, I didn't know Bogey had that in him until the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, damn, where this dude been at?
Yeah, he's definitely had a little extra playing for his country, for sure.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
I think a lot of those guys did last summer. It was so fun about it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a big weekend, like you said. We were talking about Bogey's coming back tonight. Obviously,
Messi will be here.
The guys in the pink jerseys, because I'm going to call it that. Guys in the pink jerseys, since they didn't win it last year. The guys in the pink jerseys.
Yeah, Atlanta took it from them.
I know. The guys in the pink jersey, the pink, I'm calling it, we're going to call it pink. Pink jerseys are in town. Obviously, F1 is coming back. Mm-hmm. This is my third time mentioning. And only because
you're
Mike
fired
Bell.
Up about it.
It's only because Mike Bell.
But
Mike
that's great,
Mike
though.
Bell put me on. I love it. He bought me this fly-ass Red Bull Racing hat. Love it. But the great thing about it is there's so many new drivers with new teams. And one of the biggest drivers ever is, driving for Ferrari now.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because Lewis Hamilton, brother. We claim him. He's from England, but he a brother. But, he is going to Ferrari.
Uh-huh.
And so I was looking up some stuff about him, and he's a sir.
He's knight.
Yes, he's sir. And I was thinking of you. Me and you, so I was like, damn, I would like to be a sir.
Okay.
Now, my kids call me. They say yes, sir, when I get on their ass.
Okay, so you are a sir sometimes.
Yeah, when I get on my kids' ass about something, they say yes, sir, or something like that. But I want to be sir. He's Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Right. You want to act. You want to be knighted.
Yes.
You want the sword and all that, and then your official title is Sir Randy McMichael. Which, by the way, Sir Randy McMichael kind of sounds like a knight's name.
Freaking awesome.
Like that sounds really good.
It sounds like I'm like up there with Maximus.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're a gladiator.
I'm right behind Maximus.
And I think that's used to be what it was, right? Like you had to be sort of like a. Like you win battles for England.
Could you say me and Maximus could take over stuff? We didn't ever have to be in no slave pit. You know what I'm saying? We haven't even fighting no lions. Me and Maximus and Achilles.
Yeah, I think you're kind of combining stuff, but that's all right. Like I think that's good. I think it's all kind of on
anybody
the same.
Know a king? I have a sword.
On the same boat. Well, here's the thing, you don't even have to. I looked it up.
Okay.
There's various ways to become a knight.
All right.
Now you can earn it, whatever. It's all earned. But like Lewis Hamilton did something that they deemed like culturally valuable.
Yes.
To the country that he's from, mm-hmm. and so they knighted him because they have kings there or queens, whatever.
Okay.
They got like a monarchy.
All right.
Any country with royalty can.
Okay.
Or if you don't want to go that route, you can pay a one-time fee of $149.99 U.S. dollars. So we'll call it $1.50. Just round up.
All right.
$150 to the Principality of Sealand.
Okay.
And they will grant you knighthood, and you will be Sir Randy McMichael. Now, the Principality of Sealand is something that I did not know about until 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
It's a micronation in the North Sea.
Okay.
It's a damn oil rig.
Okay.
That was basically, at one point, was a British colony. Or not colony, but it was owned by the British.
Right, right.
And then they abandoned it in World War II. There was some pirate radio broadcasters on it. And then some guy named Paddy Roy Bates seized it from him. So now he owns it. And he claimed it as a sovereign state.
What?
So they have some of the rights of a nation as a micronation, but one of the things they can do is... Knight people.
So for $1.50, I could be Sir Randy?
So that's this guy's whole hustle. He's on this damn platform in the North Sea charging random people who want to be knights $1.50.
Do you get proof?
Yeah, I'll send you a little thing.
Randy got a birthday coming up in like June, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, man, you want to go together and get Randy a knight for his birthday? Yes. Yes.
Dude.
You get a little, here, look at this. Come look at this. Right. I'm not lying to you. You get like a little, looks like a diploma, right? They got a little crest and all that, Principality of Sealand, Sovereign Military, whatever. And then they'll knight you. You'll be Sir Randy McMichael.
That looks like my damn... Because I'm already rim.
Yeah, it's like how you and I got ordained as ministers.
Would you then buy a sword?
I'm already rim.
You kind of have to, right?
Rim Mac.
Is it Sir first or Reverend first?
Do you think? Oh, man, I got it. Hold on. Sir Rim Randy.
Sir Reverend Randy.
Sir Reverend.
Because it's Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, right? Reverend and then Doctor.
Yes, but Sir Reverend Randy. Oh, hell yeah. Boy, I'm a... If I ever get Sir, because I'm already Reverend, if I can get Sir Reverend, I'm going to buy me some time on like TV.
Okay.
Yeah, like probably like 3 o'clock in the morning because that's when the heathens get
an infomercial.
Yeah, infomercial by 3:30 in the morning because y'all see me preaching.
Oh, yeah.
Preaching to the gospel.
I listen to you preach 3 hours every single day.
Yeah, y'all see me preaching to the gospels of all that heathenisms that are out in these streets. And that, could you see me?
I'm telling you.
At 3:30 in the morning in my basement, like just.
I'm telling you, like this is the next phase of the midday show with Andy and Randy. I like your podcast idea on the weekends, us drinking with our kids in the background, saying whatever we want.
Yep.
Randy McMichael, 3 a.m. No, sorry, my bad. Sir Reverend Randy McMichael, 3 a.m. Infomercials.
Because that's how
about combining them? You got to get you a table outside that's round.
Uh-huh.
And we can come over and sit at.
Yeah.
Knights of the Round Table.
Randy's Round Table.
Did you see me coming in at the... Bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
I didn't know the Knights him, but yeah.
You had me at... You had me at knighthood, Randy. I'm in. I'm in. Just tell me where to be and tell me what to do.
You know, when that passerby to get out here, I am Rem. No, Sir Rem Randy.
I think you'd be the only knight that sounded like that.
Sir Rem.
Do you know the other thing that came to mind here is if we wanted to, we could go seize the Principality of Sealand from Paddy Roy Bates. If we wanted to. We go take that guy over, and then we become the, you know.
Well, we need to throw some anointing angels on these. You know what? We need to throw some anointing-ass angels on these damn Braves.
Oh, what happened?
Austin Riley, this comes from Abe, has been removed from today's game.
For what?
As precaution, after getting hit by a pitch on his right hand. Abe, you could have sent that at 202.
Nah, I didn't send it. The Braves sent it.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's removed from a game.
Removed from the game.
Man, doesn't whatever, necessarily man. Mean, whatever, you know, dude.
This could be no big deal. Just precautionary.
Whatever,
man. I think all the Braves players for the rest of spring training need
don't
to go.
Play.
Yeah, just don't, first, yeah,
just
don't
play.
Just
go with the NFL preseason don't model. Play.
Yeah, honestly. And that I'm surprised they still do. You know, given,
how about when a pitcher's the on the mound with a number in the 90s?
You don't get to throw
all our guys.
Yeah. You don't let them play.
You don't get to throw 100-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Pitchers in the 90s need to throw to hitters in the 90s.
A guy who is trying to make the final roster spot.
Yeah, dude,
don't let him pitch.
An MVP candidate. A National League MVP candidate in Austin Riley. And this is the same thing. Sean Murphy got hit in the ribs. I don't know who hit him. Probably some young fireballer who's not going to make the team. I know Profar hurt his wrist diving for a ball, but all the guys need to go up to the plate with that Barry Bonds, we're talking about Knights, that Barry Bonds suit of armor that he used to bat with, just to keep him safe, man. I don't know,
goodness
man.
Gracious.
Don't start this early. This is what the whole year was last year.
Yes.
Every single damn month, one of the best players on the team goes down. And now, starting in spring training this year, ugh, that's terrible. Dude, I hate that news. Dude. I don't like that news at all.
Come on, man.
Nothing about that makes me happy. Come,
I mean, but no, I mean, but it's, and we talked earlier, and we have fun about going to, I love baseball, because I love going up to Battery, and like, but this year, because I saw the good news, I don't know if it's good news, we knew this about, I saw the tweet about Ronald Cunha when they expect him to come back.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, definitely.
That makes me happy.
Definitely.
Because to me, I know it probably is around the time when they told us, but for some reason I saw it yesterday, it made me seem like, well, he's going to be back sooner than that.
Yeah, because like an actual date is so much more fun than 3 to 4 weeks or whatever it is. I also saw a quote from Ronald Acuna. I don't know if it was from that same story, but from a different story that was written over the last 24 hours. Just kind of about that conversation we've all had about, does he change at all? He talked about how he kind of is gonna. He was like, look, if I can steal 70 bases like I used to, but I get hurt every once in a while, it's not worth it. If I can steal 30 bases and play more games and not miss time like I have, maybe that's something that I have to do. So he's talking about kind of downshifting a little bit when he's on the base
path. I think that was always going to be the big thing.
I always thought the stolen bases would come back
but
to earth,
I thought
too.
That, and this is me just working with you and Bo and Abe and you know, getting more baseball and baseball, you would think that that would happen when he went to the three hole.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as long as he's a leadoff hitter, you would think that you would want him, as you have the speed that he has, that you want to take every advantage of it.
I think that, too, and I just think age is a factor as well. Like,
but he's,
just,
what, 26?
No, I know. I'm saying, like, as he got older, because that's kind of the trend, there's just not that many guys, historically anyway, that had the ability to do 40-70 or 40-40 or whatever.
Right.
But if you look at Bonds and A-Rod and these guys, those seasons took place when they were young. And then as they got older, the home run numbers.
And bigger.
And maybe that's a part of it, too. Maybe that's a part of it, too. They weren't quite as equipped to steal bases as they were when they were younger guys. But as they got a little older in their careers, they stole less and hit more home runs. Yeah, no, I think you're onto something. Maybe those guys, Canseco, too. And then the other guy was Alfonso Soriano. He never had any suspicions,
Isn't
did
it
he?
Isn't it crazy to think that Jose Canseco had a 40-40 season?
Dude, he was that dude.
God, yeah, he was so good.
But kind of before he was just a.
But I mean, he was slender, but he had that. But he was like. But then you know him and damn Mark G.
Oh yeah,
they were down at that beach down in Santa Monica at the pier.
They were in the early parts of it too, and the stuff wasn't at all safe.
Yeah,
this just like Horse half tranquilizers. Of it was legal.
The horse tranquilizers and cock. Like, how do you get the BBLs?
How they got the
system down there at that hotel in Miami.
And the crazy thing about Canseco, though, like, look at the back of his baseball card. He had all those crazy years, MVP and all that, when he was with the A's early, and then just got hurt for years and years, and then popped back up with the Blue Jays in the late 90s, and the Rays in the late 90s, and was hitting 40 bombs again. When he got the new Balco, you know, when he was rubbing the clear on his, Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to
the clear.
And that's what it was. That's what
I know.
The clear and the, anyway. 404-726-0929 AMA. Ask us anything, any question, any topic to wrap the show up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Thanks again for being with us. All week long, all year long, and on a happy hour Friday as well. We appreciate it. Phone lines almost completely full. One line available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. That last conversation sent me down the rabbit hole of learning about micronations.
Okay.
There's a lot of
one?
I don't think I would want to. I like all the benefits of, you know, this for the most part. You know what I mean?
Dude.
I think there's a lot of stuff you don't consider. Like, what am I going to educate on myself? I guess.
Huh?
You secede. You got to do all the stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
Get cut off from plumbing. What are you going to do, dig a hole?
Why not? we pee in our backyards every day.
I don't poop back there, though.
I mean, we can find a way.
Fling it over the fence.
You know what I mean?
The damn micronations throwing poop at us again. That might be a declaration of war if you're a micronation.
You never know.
All right. Let's get to some phone calls. Adam is on I-20. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello, Adam.
Hey, sorry about that yesterday. Y'all cut me off for saying the S word, but it's okay. I'll try to behave.
We'll do better.
I will, too. I hope. Maybe not. But, hey, with the way things are going in college sports these days, NIL and all that, what do you think the chances are that guys are allowed to return back to college from the pros at some point?
That's a great
interesting.
And Brandy, how do you think you would have fared? You know, you did well in the NFL, really great. But if it didn't work out with the Dolphins, what kind of time would you have had back in Athens if you showed back up?
Thank you, Adam.
On the field or off the field?
25-year-old Randy going back to play college football, like some of the college football players now.
Oh, man. That would have been on it. A little easier. Yeah, a little easier. But, no, that's a great question because I've always been against it. And the reason why I would say I've always been against it, it's not nothing against kids, but if you want to make a man decision, say what you, be a man about it.
Right.
Stop right. Getting – damn, my earphones came out. Like getting bailed out by like – oh. I didn't get drafted, so I want to go back to school. No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, there's. No. It's interesting because, obviously.
Because if that's the case, I'm sorry, Bob. That's the case, everybody going to be declaring.
Right. Right.
Everybody going to be declaring.
Different sports have different rules, though. Like, I'm not an expert on this, but in college hockey, you can get drafted and then still choose to play college, knowing that you're going to go play for the NHL team that drafted you eventually.
Right.
And that kind of used to be what it was in the NBA, too. Remember years ago when the Celtics got Larry Bird, they drafted him like a couple years early.
Yes. Red found
Luke. Yeah. I was like, oh, we like this guy. We're going to draft him now. Well, he's not even coming out now. Well, when he does, he's ours.
Yeah.
And obviously they changed that. There is still eligibility restrictions, though. Believe it or not, as much as some of these guys are playing in college for what seems like a decade now, and you can get waivers easier, it sounds like.
Is this the
You are
year?
Still supposed to only able to play 4 years of college football.
Is this the last year of the COVID?
It's got to be.
This past season.
Well, you would think because of the amount of time.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm asking.
But then, like, maybe you got a injury red shirt, or there's something called a gray shirt, or there's a blue shirt. I don't know. Because there's guys that are still playing. That, like, Tyler Shuck is in the draft this year. He was Justin Herbert's backup.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's been in the NFL for a really long time.
Yeah.
Seems like.
Six years.
I mean? So, I don't know. I don't know what that would look like, but they would have to change the rules as far as that. Because once you leave and play pro, you can't go back. But once you play pro.
You shouldn't be able to.
Right. Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, gentlemen. Well, hey, the other thing they did in college, too, a couple of years ago was they waived that JUCO rule.
Yes,
you're
so
right.
So if you
right.
played in JUCO now,
doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Right.
Yeah, and anyway, hey, guys, I got questions for each of you. Both of them around Instagram. Andy, you had mentioned earlier in the week that your wife was out of town, and based on the smiles and the pictures that she sent, it looks like her trip went well. Would you like to discuss that at all? Hopefully that's good news for you guys. And Randy, did you guys ever get that big, dumb dog to cross the bridge?
Whoa, Ed. Watch. Ooh, almost cussed you, Ed. Watch your damn mouth talking about my damn dog, Ed.
Just big and young.
Okay. All right? He's just big and young.
He's very smart.
He's very, very smart. So watch yourself, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said, okay. Did you ever get the dog to cross the bridge?
Don't be talking about damn dog like that, Ed.
You want to go first?
Yeah. Oh, no. I told Ed what I'm talking about. All right. He was scared to go across the bridge. Yeah. But yes, they got
that
him across.
That happens with dogs.
Yeah, they got him across. But yeah, don't ever call my damn dog dumb, Ed.
Boone still hates going across bridges, but he's gotten a little bit better at it. Yeah, I mean, I've talked a little bit at times about the schedule that my wife used to have. She used to have to go to work at 2 o'clock in the morning. That ended a couple weeks ago. Thank everything, because we've been praying for that for years. So now she doesn't have to do that anymore. So hopefully that'll, you know, lead to her being just a generally healthier and happier person.
I'm just glad that she is out
there. She's a very happy person, usually, anyway.
Ashley's wonderful.
You get up at 2 a.m.
Exactly.
For 3 years straight.
I'm just glad Ash gets some sleep.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. All right. Philip is in Canton. Hey, Philip.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Philip.
Aaron Rodgers needs to sit down. If I was Minnesota or Pittsburgh, I would draft a third or fourth round quarterback and roll the dice, or either wait to next year's draft. I would not let that nutcase get on my team.
Well, I think the thing about him is that he don't look at himself as a nutcase. He thinks he's completely normal.
Yes, he thinks we're all crazy.
He thinks we're all crazy.
Isn't that the most, like...
But the thing about drafting somebody, when like, they got to do, they draft them top 10.
Yeah, right, like... They already have a first-round quarterback they took last year, so that's not what Minnesota's going to do. I don't know what Pittsburgh's going to do if he decides not to go there. I mean, they just signed Mason Rudolph, but that can't possibly be the plan. They had him before, and he's not very good. I suppose they could try taking a quarterback where they're drafting. I mean, that would be
who?
Tyler Shuck, who we just talked about.
Dude, like this
Jackson
dude,
Dart, don't do that.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started with the Jackson Dart and the Phil. Because I don't know, for some reason, I got the Pittsburgh Steelers algorithm on my Twitter and all of – I wouldn't mind having Jackson Dart. Oh, yeah, Jackson Dart, you know what? I think I can come around on that pick. Shut your ass up.
You guys just did this with Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
Don't do it to yourself
again. Stop.
But, again, I don't know what their options are if Aaron Rodgers doesn't pick
them. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I can do Jackson Dart. Yeah, yeah. Have you seen him? You ain't even seen him.
Well, you maybe saw like two good games.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? Like, you watch the highlights. Everybody looks good.
Oh my God, them folks there. I can get behind the Jackson Dart pick.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
Come on, man.
We're talking to people that
come
talk
on,
them,
man.
Randy. We're talking to people that talk themselves into Desmond Ridder.
Oh yeah. Russell Wilson, like.
People will talk themselves into anything.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, like.
It's one of the most incredible things about fanhood is you'll come around.
Russell Wilson, like.
Don't sleep on Dez.
He's a third-round pick.
Don't sleep on him.
He's a third-round pick.
You'll wake up one day.
He started 40 games.
He'll wake you up when he rings your doorbell with your DoorDash order.
See, there you go. I went and go take that blow. Like John
DoorDash Dez.
Dude, I still almost wrecked my damn car.
What did he call him, Mariota? The noodle arm quitter?
Noodle arm quitter. Almost wrecked.
What's he calling Cousins? He's got to have something for Cousins,
I don't
know.
But freaking got ass. I almost wrecked my damn car that day when he said that.
DoorDash Dez.
DoorDash Dez.
Noodle arm quitter. I can't wait to find out what he calls Kirk. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas?
Hello, Rich.
Hey, man. Hey, tripping, Randy. But I got two questions for y'all. So if you get into a fight, you had to pick two people to brawl with you from the NBA. It could be any era. Who would it be? I'm going Zach Randolph and James Johnson. And then the next question is, what's worse, the guy who talked too much and end up looking like a goofy, or the one that tries to one-up you with everything you say around the sundresses?
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody likes a one-upper.
No. body. And one thing about Ed, I know Ed didn't mean nothing by it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, don't call my damn dog dumb, Ed.
I think he was trying to quote something maybe that he saw.
Yes, but yeah, don't, yeah. But no, Ed's, I like Ed. Ed's good people.
Ed knows now.
Yeah.
Ever? We're ever? Talking ever? Two brawlers ever?
I'm going to take, no, damn, Randy, don't be that insensitive.
I'm taking Kermit Washington.
So I'm glad you said it before I did.
Because one punch broke an entire man's face.
I'm glad you said it. I'm going to take Kermit Washington.
I'm taking Kermit Washington.
And I'm going to take,
And if you don't take him, I'm taking him.
I'm going to take Bobby Portis because he broke another man's face.
So, yeah, that's great.
I'm taking the two face breakers.
You're taking guys that are undefeated
in NBA fights. Two face breakers.
Now, he took James Johnson because James Johnson's something like a – he's like a black belt or something like that, which is a good
just
pick.
Just Google him and listen to the stories that they talk about this brother.
Okay.
They say, like,
it's a good pick.
This dude, first of all, he's big as hell, and he know all legs.
Yeah, he's like a black belt
like
in karate.
13th degree black belt. But he's 6'6" and would knock. Yeah,
and athletic enough to play in the NBA. Yes, yeah, no, that's exactly. A good pick. That's good. Yeah. I was just gonna say Charles Oakley.
Yeah,
because Michael Jordan kept him around just for that purpose. for decades.
Yeah, man.
What
level of martial arts did Kareem reach?
Okay,
does anyone know?
I can see that long ass. Long ass spinning. Yes, I know he was with Bruce Lee and everything.
But
like
he was
that.
Mostly like meditating. Yes, meditating. Stretching.
I can see a damn giraffe. I can see a giraffe spinning wheel kick, all right?
What's the one where you see like the elderly Asian folks in the park and real slow?
Dude.
What's that
That's
one
probably
called?
Tai Chi.
Last time me and Donald were over there, we went by a park and people were like doing that, Abe. They were like, we was over there and like they were.
Yeah, that's about the flow and the meditative states and all that stuff.
Oh, you hadn't seen that?
No, not in person. When you're sitting there at this random park and they are doing that, you remember?
I guess just growing up in Seattle, there's so many elderly Asian people.
Have you seen, you remember?
Every park.
The Karate Kid with Will Smith's son?
Yeah.
And you remember at the end when he was doing that stuff like that, that snake stuff? Like they were out there doing that.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell are they doing?
Deep
meditation.
Getting right. Physically. But the person you saw was 116.
Yo, they was up there.
So whatever he was doing was working.
Yeah.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy and Sir Randy, what dog McMichael. How are y'all today?
We're doing great, Mo. How are you?
Hey, man, y'all had me laughing so hard yesterday when Randy was talking about that license plate. And it made me think about in college, I messed around and got like the personalized actual Georgia license plate, right? And I had a girlfriend at the time. And let's just say I was out somewhere I wasn't supposed to be, and I get a phone call like, hey, what are you doing on this side of town?
Right.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not on that side of town. I'm like, yeah, you are. I'm looking at your Mustang, and I'm looking at your tag.
Personalized license plate told on you.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. It brought me to the question of, what's the dumbest lie you got caught up in? Like, you actually got caught up in it.
Damn.
And
Mo.
Well, it could have been one to the parents, man. My personal was, I had
it wasn't
me and
that
my dad
one?
Didn't talk.
It wasn't that one you just said?
The one you just said?
Nah, I signed a report card. I signed a bad report.
Who has
my
it? We all did that.
Thank you, Mo.
Yeah,
Thank you.
All
right.
Yeah, we all did that.
Yeah, we did that.
I mean, I don't think it was a lie. I told, like, chicks before they found out who I was that I was, I swear to you, that I was a UPS driver. You know, before then, they eventually. But that was the line when I first got drafted, and we used to hang out in Miami. That was a UPS driver.
So, like, when you're that famous and you don't want people to know you're famous,
but they didn't know me. They know it.
Sure,
that was before I was right. who I actually. Right.
But if you told them
became.
You were a Dolphins player, then they might act different. That's smart.
Yeah,
that's
smart. Yeah, but no, they.
I had friends that would lie and say they played for the Seahawks,
dude. I told y'all before, my boys, when they would come to Miami, that was the lie. Because they all were still athletic, looking like me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all played. They were DBs in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I swear.
Now, that makes sense down there. My buddies would do it in Seattle.
No, that was the biggest thing. Was like, we got to get as far away from Miami as possible.
Smart.
And the boys would say they played for Seattle.
That's smart. Yeah. Google ended all that, right? You just Google. All right, what's your name? Google them. No, you're not. You don't play for those guys. I'm looking at the roster. Well, you're not even on the depth chart. What are you talking about? All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Joe Patrick writes stuff down from time to time.
Yeah. This thought was the way I would ask the question. I don't know, man. There's a couple of them, but I got to say, Randy said that he would toss Rusty's thick ass up.
Yeah, he let Rusty wear his hair right up on me.
And don't you dare buy Samson McMichael a pacifier mouth guard.
Toss his thick
tomorrow
ass.
Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock p.m., Norcross Blue Devils take on Archer. I don't know what their mascot is, but Juice Johnson takes
doesn't matter.
Get some, Archer.
Strikeouts is their mascot tomorrow.
That's right.
Abraham?
Sir Randy McMichael of Sealand. And two birds with one stone cold.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
All right. Everybody have a
y'all
great
be
weekend.
Safe, man. Be safe, man.
Will Kirk Cousins be a Falcon when we come in on Monday?
Yes.
I think so, too. All right. Talk to you then. See you later.